Cheating by prospective graduate students in Asia has pushed administrators of the GRE, the Graduate Record Exam, to stop offering the computerized version of the test there. The Educational Testing Service, which creates and administers standardized tests, including the GRE and the SAT, made that announcement today. The decision affects mainland China, Taiwan, and South Korea. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports some test takers from those countries were getting an advanced look at GRE questions and answers, in some cases substantially raising their scores.
College professors were the first to notice that some new foreign students' classroom abilities did not match the high scores they had on the GRE verbal test. Over the past year, many schools in the U.S. noticed a significant improvement in scores submitted by prospective students from mainland China, South Korea, and Taiwan. John Yap heads the GRE section of the Educational Testing Service. He says school officials began complaining that GRE test scores couldn't be trusted.
Then came the discovery that secure or live items were being posted on websites.
By live items, Yap means current GRE questions. The Educational Testing Service investigators found websites in Chinese and Korean where students could find and memorize both GRE questions and answers. This hadn't been a problem when the GRE was given on paper on the same day everywhere. Then questions were used once and retired. But when the Educational Testing Service started using its computer-based test, pools of questions remained in rotation for up to 2 weeks, opening a window of opportunity for abuse.
It's astonishing to see this and to see how quickly a significant portion of these pools come up there.
In some cases, Yap says, the investigators would refresh the pool of questions only to find many of the new questions showing up on websites just 1 day later. And the longer a pool of questions stayed in rotation, the higher student scores rose. The Educational Testing Service has shut down the computerized tests in parts of Asia until they can fix the problem. For now, the GRE will go back to the paper version administered twice a year. GRE investigators say they've gone over data in more than 40 other countries but have found no evidence that this sort of cheating is happening outside of Asia. But Christina Perez of FairTest, a standardized test watchdog group, says just because the scores aren't rising as dramatically in other countries doesn't mean test takers aren't cheating.
There's no reason why a student in the U.S. or elsewhere can't tap into one of those websites or could even be conducting this kind of cheating on their own here.
Perez says the same sort of answer sharing over the web is certainly probable, as long as a limited number of questions is rotated through the pool. And some say this new form of cheating scheme is anything but surprising. Alfie Cohn is author of the book The Case Against Standardized Testing. He says it's little wonder people cheat when the GRE is regarded as little more than a bureaucratic hurdle to getting into graduate school.
A test like the GRE is largely a measure of how skilled you are at taking tests like the GRE. It does not measure whether you can do productive research, whether you've ever had an original idea in your life, whether you're a decent person, whether you love learning. None of that is measured.
Cohn and others also note that what's at stake in the GRE, a chance at a professional education, is so important that people will seek that opportunity by any means available. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.